The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Truth, exposure, and accountability. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. And I mean it. The 28th day of April, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, we haven't talked about the VAERS database much over the last few months. That's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. But it remains as important as ever. It's supposed to be the source that the CDC and Dr. Fauci, Mengele, and the like can't easily fake. VAERS is supposed to simply collect reports filled out by doctors and other medical professionals from around the country, reports of people suffering injuries and illnesses, and even death after taking vaccines. Nobody is supposed to be editing or curating or fact-checking it. It's supposed to just be the reports of doctors for the entire world to see. But now we have evidence that that's not, in fact, what's happening at all. Albert Benavides is the kind of enterprising investigator that America needs a lot more of. He's spent 25 years as a revenue cycle management expert. He's able to run the monstrously complex medical billing operations that exist at America's largest hospitals. For a while, he helped manage the fourth largest diagnostic laboratory in the entire country. He also ran his own billing company for a while. So basically, what I'm saying is he knows this world, and that means he knows the VAERS database. Well, last November, Albert downloaded a whole batch of VAERS data to look through it and found one case in particular that stood out, a 2-year-old child who died after getting the Pfizer vaccine. But then the data Albert downloaded was taken down and not re-uploaded for several days. Eventually, it came back, but when it did, one case out of thousands was missing. That's right, the 2-year-old child dead in Alaska simply vanished. That record has never reappeared in the month since. So Albert helped to submit a Freedom of Information Act request to the CDC about this missing record. After a long wait, they got the response, quote, "A search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request," unquote. Nothing to see here. Move along. Stop asking questions. Turns out this is just the tip of the iceberg, Albert says. He's been closely tracking VAERS for months. He says more than 10,000 COVID-19 reports have gone completely missing from VAERS records, including more than 3,000 that got deleted in just the past 2 weeks. This is incredibly shocking, and we want to know more about this. Albert Benavides joins us now to that end. This is really damning information. I mean, who's responsible for doing this, and how are they doing it?
Stu, thanks for having me. It has to come right from the top. The CDC and FDA, who are entrusted to maintain this database, I believe it starts there. It has to.
So how can you confirm that these have been deleted and not just reclassified as something else, perhaps after a coroner or medical examiner looked at them and said, no, this was unrelated to the vaccine?
Right. Well, that's a good point. And they do not update reports. Only initial reports are made public, even though they continue to capture data internally. So that is a huge loophole for them, in that we have to ask, well, how many people are now since dead that were initially reported as strokes and heart attacks and severe life-threatening events? How many have since died? They know internally because they continue to capture that data, but we, the public, we only see the initial report. So that's huge. You could double the death count just on that alone. And that wasn't always the case. It was in up to 2011, they updated the VAERS system, and now they arbitrarily do not update and only keep initial reports that we can see. But getting back to the deleted reports, thank God for medalerts.org, who is a private website to search VAERS, like openvaERS.com, the red boxes.
Yes.
But MedAlerts has a Wayback machine, and they capture all the deletions week after week. And they just throw out the ID numbers. And, you know, I have figured out a way to scrape all that data off off the off the website, and then make my own dashboard, and then analyze the deleted reports. You know, whether what level were they? Deaths? Were they permanent disabilities? Were they life threatening? And it was just in the last couple of weeks that they blew their record out of the water for how many. It's bad enough that they delete a couple hundred reports each week, 10 deaths each week. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, they came out with 1,400 deleted reports, which blew their record out of the water by four times. The magnet, their next highest was 450 deleted reports.
So if today on the OpenVARES report, we're looking at 27,349 deaths, based on the trends that you have found, can you speculate as to how many deaths we're actually looking at in reality?
That's the $64,000 question. What I can tell you, Stu, is that 500 death reports have already been deleted so far to date for COVID jabs. 500. 10,000 claims have been deleted total, since the rollout for COVID. 10,000. And I've spot checked 2,000 of those claims, and I cannot find the duplicate, because in the fine print it says, "Hey, we're allowed, we delete duplicates and false reports." And I go, "Okay." With that in mind, they have up to a very comfortable 4 to 6 weeks to vet and authenticate a claim before they finalize it and publish it and make it a report. And even with those 4 to 6 weeks that they give themselves, they still have to pull all these claims, but 10,000 claims back. Like, come on, do your job well.
So, I think they are doing their job well. They're doing a great job of covering up all the people that are being killed intentionally by these shots. So of these 10,000 deaths that you're speaking of, just a technical question here, are these specifically related to the COVID-19 bioweapon shot being falsely referred to as a vaccine, or is this across the board for all vaccines?
No, this is just the COVID, and it's 500 deaths that they deleted, but 10,000.
But just today, right. Yeah, but 10,000 total. Reports. Okay, so, reports, got it. So, yeah. The question that I would have then, have you looked in to see if there are deletions of records for other vaccine reported deaths or injuries outside of the COVID shot?
Yes, I have. I've captured all the deletions that they've done back to the beginning of time from MedAlerts, because MedAlerts has all the deletions back to 2003.
And did you find that there's an exponential increase in the number of deaths that are deleted for the COVID shot versus the others?
Yes. Yeah. They delete way more reports, way more deaths. There's, you caught me on that one. There's 14,000 total deleted reports. But if you're asking me, 14,000 deleted reports, 10,000 of those are COVID. So 4,000 total non-COVIDs. And then of that, how many, deletions of deaths? I didn't have that number, but it's only like a couple of hundred deaths over 30, those 30 years. But.
So when you do it exponentially and you figure factors, which you're good at, I mean, this is what your wheelhouse is. You're an expert in this, in these tracking systems and tracking data. When you do it as a percentage, the percentage of deleted COVID deaths by this shot, not COVID deaths, deaths by shot, is exponentially higher than that of anybody else when you compare it to apples and apples.
Yes. And Stu, that's a good point. See, we got 1.2 million records, COVID jabs total, 1.2 million and 27,000 total deaths. That's 2%. But they're deleting 5% of deaths, 500 deaths against 10,000 reports. So it's not organic the way they delete reports and what reports they delete. They delete off a higher percentage, a ratio of the severe events, death, permanent disability, life-threatening. They delete those way more than the proportionate correlating ratio of what's in the inventory now published to the public.
There are so many other databases, or at least a dozen that are tracking these adverse events or intended consequences. And these deaths and these miscarriages and these permanent disabilities and hospitalizations and the whole gamut. Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca, when they were around, and Janssen, they all have their own internal tracking systems. We have the CMS tracking system that you have to beg and borrow and steal and basically commit crimes to get your hands on. There's the DMED database that Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long had access to and blew the whistle on that stuff. And then there's a whole bunch of others that we are just not allowed to see. So where do people go to get real accurate information, and who do we hold accountable, and how do we start exposing these people that are actually in here throttling this data?
Yeah, that's a good question, Stu. And VAERS is a great system. I love VAERS. Thank God for the weekly data dumps in the data files. But what they're doing is they're gaming the VAERS system. They're throttling claims. They're not dropping organically. So when they tell us this week there's a couple hundred deaths, when you look at it by vaccine date, half of those deaths, they were all vaxxed like a year ago. So they're throttling the new claims that are coming out, and then they're deleting, we're finding now, this is perfect timing, Stu, because tomorrow when the data drops again, you watch, they're going to break another record and we're going to be on top of it, and then on top of that, Stu, they're misclassifying the event levels. So 65% of all the COVID reports are classified as the lowest level, not serious, none of the above. They don't even rise to the level of office visit, emergency, or inpatient hospital. 65% of all the COVID VAERS reports. But when you read them, oh my God, there's thousands of cardiac arrests, strokes, pulmonary embolisms. And it's like, oh my God, these are misclassified. They're undercoded, and they should be properly classified as this was serious. This, it says right here in the write-up, the person's in the hospital, yet it's not flushing out to the public because the box wasn't checked that he was hospitalized. For that matter, there's 66 additional deaths that are in there, but the box is not checked that did this person die? It says no, but the write-up says person's gone, person's dead, expired.
So do the people who reported this, the healthcare professionals or the self-reporting of parents, say, of this three-year-old in Alaska, do they have any recourse? Are you aware if there's anything that they can do to say, hey, hold on a minute, wait a second, because we can't get a hold of these people. Obviously, their anonymity is protected in the VAERS system, and it was a minor. They would have to be watching this program, which is actually kind of likely now that it's a global phenomenon, which is great. It's exploding all over everywhere. But do these people have any recourse? I mean, should people be now watching this and then going back in and checking and then calling or contacting the CDC or the FDA and saying, hold on a second, this vaccine adverse events reporting system, which is monitored by the CDC and the FDA, is wrong. You deleted my cousin, my brother, my father, my sister, my daughter, my son from the death records. And that's illegal and it's criminal. And then can they go after them?
Great question, because I filled out my own report on behalf of my uncle. And so I figured out the whole system, and I videotaped myself. So I got a video of like a how-to video helping people to file a report. But they invented diagnoses, for starters, that my uncle simply did not have. He's not psychotic, he's not psychosis, and he doesn't have Parkinson's. Never did, and I didn't enter it. And then I had to send an additional email to request the finalized number, because they issue a temporary ID. So those guys know, I figured out that those guys know which claim, before it becomes a finalized report, which claim has eyeballs on it. This one is ripe pickings to never publish it at all, possibly. And so they know, what you have to request a finalized ID. But like that two-year-old in Alaska, they may not know. I'm sure they're not being told that, oh, we deleted your claim. And then if you don't request your number in the first place, you're already behind the eight ball. You don't know which one is mine. because they don't officially tell you, oh, that we finalized your report. Here it is. You have to request it.
Well, we have been skeptical, obviously, and we knew that they were throttling numbers. But Albert Benavides, this is the most well put together report that I have. So where can people go real quickly? Where can people go to find more accurate numbers? You said that you have access to this. Is there a website people can go to?
Yeah. Well, I have it's my gift to the world. I have a free Tableau public interactive dashboard. And that's you could find that in Tableau public. Search Welcome the Eagle, all one word. I'm Welcome the Eagle. That's my handle on alt media on the inner zones. But BitChute and Odyssey, Welcome the Eagle 88.
Welcome the Eagle 88 on BitChute and Odyssey. Albert Benavides, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We knew that these numbers were going to be throttled. We knew that these people were going to be deleting these things. We had a feeling that we were going to catch them. We've seen FOIA requests. We've seen Freedom of Information Act requests go to these people and come back exactly the same way that they came back to Albert Benavides. If it is a felony for me to misreport or misrepresent a death or an injury to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, it's a felony. It's a federal felony because this is a government-monitored website. So obviously, this is a crime for them to go in and then falsify or delete or alter your data. So go to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. If you have a loved one or an associate or a friend that you know was reported to VAERS, periodically go there and check and then hold these people accountable. I want to see emails. I want to see recorded phone calls. Call these people and ask them, where the hell did this information go? More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. This is disgusting.
Branch Davidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalists. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Welcome back to the exploding, growing global phenomenon, which is the Stu Peters Show. Dr. Arianna Love is here with her latest findings. She says that parasites linked with malaria are used in vaccines and in the monoclonal antibody treatments you've heard about in the last few months. And they're being used to induce abortions in pregnant women. Well, this is, of course, something that we'd like to hear more about. So we'll talk with Dr. Love directly, and she joins us now. So, I mean, the people responsible for this jab, the people responsible for this entire agenda are psychopath killers. We acknowledge that. They love, their wet dream is dead babies. So why would they be trying to remove monoclonal antibodies if they actually help them to accomplish that goal?
Right. Well, I don't know, to be honest. It could be a psyop. It could be that they don't know. I mean, this is like, you know, the FDA has its protocols where they're supposed to step in and, you know, stop anything from going out on the market that's not been approved for use in humans, like the monoclonal antibodies. They've never been tested or tried for safety. So they've never been proven safe and effective.
They are experimental. Yes. I mean, these things were rushed out and nobody had ever really heard of them before, which is why I've had some hesitancy recommending them. I've questioned these. I've been a skeptic from the beginning. But you're saying now that you have discovered, or somebody has, a parasite linked to malaria. Where did this come from?
Okay. So it's the P. falciparum parasite. It's one of the five malarial parasites. It's the most deadly, and it is patented, and it is a genetically attenuated, so it's genetically modified parasite, and there's a patent on it. They actually have an entire vaccine where they inject the malarial parasite into people. They were testing it with they were testing it on infants, like hundreds of infants. They trialed this on, and they either injected the parasites into the body or they used mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes actually carry the parasites and can inject it into the person. So now,
first of all, where was this testing done, and what could be the possible positive benefit of injecting newborn babies with freaking parasites?
Right. Well, they say that the studies were done in third world countries, and they tested it on children and infants as young as 6 months old. And they say that it's to prevent malarial placenta, which is where a parasite targets the placenta and kills an unborn baby inside the mother's uterus. Now, but they're actually injecting the parasites. So, you know, are they trying to sterilize people? Are they trying to kill the babies? Well, they are in, they seem to be in, okay, I looked into the Pfizer patent to see if I could find it there. And it doesn't explicitly have the name of the parasite or the code of its, genetically modified patent. But it does talk about the mRNA cell mediated immune response targeting the CD4 and or the CD8 T cell, trying to get a T cell response. That's what they developed this malaria parasite bioweapon for. So it's in the Pfizer shot, it's in the monoclonal antibodies. and I think it's for sterilization. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, people who are being injected, you know, the pregnant women being injected with these COVID shots, there's 87% are losing their babies. So these parasites, they first target the liver and then they go to the placenta and maybe to other areas in the body. They can pass and get into the bloodstream as well. And which is interesting because there is a study on the Pfizer vax proving that it targets the liver and changes the cells, the DNA, you know, through transfection. That's from a Swedish study. And that was just released. We know that the mRNA invades the cell nuclei and it alters the chromosome. So it takes the messenger RNA and turns it into DNA through reverse transcriptase.
A blanket statement here basically is just that we know that these are bioweapons, that they're horrible, that they're doing their intended objective, which is killing people, permanently incapacitating them, handicapping them, giving them life-altering DNA modification and gene therapy. These things are of the devil. 100%, they are taking the likeness of God in human beings and completely ridding that, and they're horrible. I'm most interested in these monoclonal antibodies and how this parasite, this malaria-linked parasite that in a study you're saying causes infertility or is killing babies in third world countries, is now in the monoclonal antibodies that our media is damning and that elected representatives like Governor Ron DeSantis are pushing as an effective treatment for this COVID-19. This, by the way, man-made virus that was intentionally released, this not even a virus because where the hell is it? This bioweapon that was manufactured by man and intentionally released from a Wuhan, China bioweapons lab. These things are being sold as goods that are positive for people who are dealing with the symptoms, which could be even no symptoms at all, of people who have this branded product called COVID-19, the biggest fake thing ever.
Exactly. There's no reason that a monoclonal antibody, it's supposed to be like something you get from an animal like a sheep, right? A sheep has their blood have antidotal properties against snake venom, for example. So the theory is to inject that into a person and it protects the person. If you inject something from the sheep, their antibodies. But that's not what they're doing. They're actually taking I don't know, crossbreeds between humans, hybrids between humans and animals.
Yeah, these people are psychotic. They're seriously psychopaths. I mean, they're just like playing around in labs with you know, sequences from German hedgehogs and, you know, African king cobras and pangolins and bats and a bat from Kenya and one from China. I mean, these people are putting God knows what, like they're just in there with beakers and petri dishes, just mixing a bunch of really dangerous nonsense together and then getting off on injecting the global populace with this stuff and watching babies die. So I don't see how the monoclonal antibodies would be any different from any of this. I mean, people have to be skeptics. Why don't we just go with what we know works and just say, absolutely not. I'm not trying any more of your stupid experiments, which are designed to kill me and destroy the family and depopulate the planet to 500 million, like it says on the freaking Georgia Guidestones. I mean, they tell you exactly what their stated goal is.
Yep. Chimeric mouse human hybrid, cross species genomics. Why do we need that in our body? This is in all the monoclonal antibodies. They're taking it from the semen and blood and urine and saliva of animals that aren't even, you know, they're hybrids. The patents all talk about knockdown, the knockout. They're knocking out genes. They have E. coli, fluorescent staining. This is like, you know, marking the genes. I mean, why do we need this in our body? And it's biomarkers and chemical modification. And this is the language, fetal bovine serum. That causes, doesn't that cause prion? I mean, this stuff should not be in our bodies. This is horrifying. And it's there's hundreds of monoclonal antibodies. I went through 10 of them last night. All of them so far have all of this mRNA stuff in it and HIV they're encoding and different horrors.
And you're finding this stuff in patents. I mean, like there's receipts for the stuff that you're talking about. You're not just here speculating with some wild conspiracy theory, although it will be fact checked because that's, of course, what they do to this program because we tell the truth. So that's a gauge, actually a meter for whether or not something is truthful. Just look for whether or not it's been fact checked. But you have actual proof, evidence, to substantiate the claims that you're making here. These aren't your claims. These are in the patents for these monoclonal antibodies. Unborn babies, preborn babies are at risk of death from these monoclonal antibodies. That's the bottom line. Is that right?
Yes. And possibly it's used for sterilization. There's no reason that the monoclonal antibodies should be targeting the T cells. That's your immune system. And they destroy the T cells through cytotoxicity. Like, what the hell? I talked with doctors and they said, then they're not monoclonal antibodies if they're doing that. There's no reason for them to do that. So the only reason why people are temporarily better is because some embodiments contain hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine. And we know that that sort of works anecdotally to the snake venom and to the poisons. And so it will give people temporary relief and make them temporarily better long enough to fool the doctors. But what are the long-term ramifications? I have clients coming to me, people coming to me every week that are injured from the monoclonal antibodies. 30-year-olds, people who were healthy before, and now they're extremely fatigued. All their stats are down, their body, their organs seem to be shutting down. And these parasites are used to target, basically targets the placenta and murders the baby in utero.
You know, that brings me to another point and a question that I have for you, because so many are in my email inbox and asking this question of me personally over and over again. If somebody didn't know, Dr. Love, and if somebody went and got injected with this bioweapon, and now they have buyer's remorse, or they're regretful, or now that they've learned something, or maybe they've tuned into this program and they know how dangerous this is and that these aren't adverse events or side effects, but these are intended consequences, that the jab is doing what it's supposed to do. Is there anything that people can do to detoxify their body or to reverse the effects of either these monoclonal antibodies that we now know are creating long-term negative effects, or what we already do know creates these long-term effects and even premature death in these bioweapon jabs? Is there anything that people can do to help themselves after they've taken these things?
Yes, absolutely. It can be reversed. I've been trialing for 6 months, redox molecules and a protocol, and it does. I know that the confusion is that, okay, the cells are, look, the technology targets cells in the body, but we have trillions of cells, so it can only target certain amount of cells. Yes, they get genetically modified, cloned, and then they will replicate with an artificial genetic sequence, creating a new cell line that they continue to replicate, and it continues to produce as long as that cell line continues. So the cloning process, it's a process, and it goes on, and it happens through cellular processes. through biohacking and taking control. It's like body snatching of a person. But to reverse it, the same thing. The redox molecules isolate the damaged dead cells and eliminate them, and then enable your healthy cells to, with your God-given genetic code.
See, I knew this. I knew this, which is why I have a refrigerator full of ASEA. That's A-S-E-A. I have a refrigerator full of these blue bottles because these redox molecules, I was told very early on, will help you with the shedding, will help you with the transmission, will help you when you're around people who have this spike protein or whatever, this envenomation that's happening to these people, and they're shedding this stuff. You can feel physically ill when you're around these people. So it helps with that, number one. But also, if you've taken the jab yourself, if it's actually in your system and doesn't stay in the arm, as we now know was a huge lie, it doesn't stay at the injection point, it travels all over the place and attacks your immune system's biggest weaknesses. This stuff, these redox molecules, you have shown in your study over 6 months that this stuff reverses the effects?
Yes, it does. And also so certain super nutrients that boost the adult stem cell production in the body. And I'm working with different companies on that. So I have a protocol that is, I think, one of the best in the world, and it's working and it's reversing this. And there are other doctors, I'm not the only one, who have detoxified people. So yes, you can detoxify it and you can reverse the, you know, people, they say that they can't feel their connection to God or to their soul. That can be reversed. They can get that back. And we have that data. We have testimonials.
If this is true, that is the answer to potentially billions of people's prayers. Where can people find this protocol? I'm running out of time here. Where can they find this?
Exactly. They can contact me. I'm on Telegram at Dr. Ariana Love is my channel. You can reach out to me directly. I'm helping people obtain this.
Well, there's probably going to be millions of them. Is there some place that people can just go read this protocol?
Well, I'm going to make it public. I'm going to put it into an article and make it available.
Wonderful.
To the
when you have that article done, send it to me. It'll be found at stupeters.com. We'll put that up everywhere. Dr. Ariana Love, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. These are the warnings that we have been giving on this program since basically its birth. The people responsible for this attack on mankind, this attack on America, are criminals. They are psychopaths and they are killers. Stay away from all of it if you want to stay alive. If you want your kids to stay alive, stay away from this. If you want your baby to be born healthy, stay away from these emergency use authorized alternative preventative treatments. The whole thing is bogus. Tell everybody that you know to stay away from these things. You will be saving lives if you do it. When somebody gives you some resistance, show them this program. Show them the receipts. Show them the patents. Do not just give up and walk away and tell them, well, you're an idiot. Go handle it yourself. No, save lives. That's why we are here. These people that we are dealing with are not only killers and psychopaths and criminals, but they are thieves, which is criminal, and they're stealing from you. Tax hikes, inflation, hyperinflation, it's all coming. And the Obama administration, posing as this Biden regime, is going to use these tax hikes as an excuse to pay their way out of this $30 trillion debt. So they're going to come and they're going to steal your money. So if you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or in your 401k or in your savings, you know that your money is at risk. We have told you all about this, and I'm telling you that you need to learn how to protect it with physical gold and silver. Write the number down. 855-647-1372. You'll get a free gold IRA kit. Call the number, 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at GoldCo. They have proven results. Also, they're going to give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. But GoldCo has already helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes and government theft. The fruit is good. GoldCo has good fruit. So don't wait anymore. Call them right now. 855-647-1372. One more time. Write this down. 855-647-1372 for GoldCo.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up.
and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Welcome back. Communism used to be a bad word. People would shudder in fear if you brought up the word communism. Communism, don't say that. That's really scary. But take a look around. This thing that we call a government, which is really just a body of uniparty elitist globalist criminals, is full of Bolshevik communists. Communism is being ushered into this country. We see some of the falling out of that. The silencing of your speech. A stolen election right in front of your face by Marxist coup d'etat, making it criminal to protest against it. This is communist tactics. Candidates actually will stand in front of you shamelessly and campaign with a communist platform. Bernie Sanders calls it a democratic socialist. What the hell is that even? Then the media will gaslight you into believing that communism might not be so bad after all. CNN hired Van Jones, a full-blown communist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a communist. And don't think that it stops with the left, because in this uniparty government, we have actual people posing as America First mega conservative Republicans who are in bed with PLA officials, CCP officials, the biggest adversary to the United States, the biggest threat to this constitutional republic. They have no problems just telling you they are communists and you should accept it because communism might not be so bad after all. But communism is terrible. Now, I will acknowledge that communism does have its good points. That might sound shocking, but its first good point is that communists are great at killing off other communists. And that's great, because you know what? Dead communists is a good thing. Its other good point is that communism is just such a terrible system that it actually tends to just fall apart on its own. That's what happened with the Soviet Union. It had 50,000 tanks, 10,000 fighter jets. If nukes are really a thing, we're told that it had 40,000 nuclear weapons. But in the end, communism is a stupid system. Its economy was a mess. It was a system that was a complete fraud that nobody believed in. So eventually it all crumbled and we didn't even have to fire a shot. So of course, the same thing is going to happen in this country. The systems that the left is creating cannot succeed. It's just a question of how much this country they'll drag down with them before completely collapsing on their own. Will we let California collapse by itself like it's already doing, or will this entire country collapse with these Bolsheviks? Well, that depends on what we do right now. Paimon Motahedra is with freedomlawschool.com. He says that the IRS, which funds all of this Bolshevik nonsense that the Biden regime is trying to do, is imploding from within, just like the Soviet government 30 years ago. So obviously, if we can avoid sending our money to fund wars and abortions and child grooming and sex trafficking and opioid trafficking, then we have a moral obligation to do so. Paimon Motahedra has some advice on how to do that, and he joins us now. Paimon, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
So are you saying that Americans actually have the power to start defunding things like the trafficking of illegal aliens and child sex trafficking and opioids and fentanyl and meth and violent carnage that's happening in our inner cities and the silencing of free speech and all of these other aforementioned items?
Yes, the American people can defund the federal government by stop voluntarily sending our hard-earned money to these criminals in the FBI, CIA, Department of Injustice, CDC, FDA. The IRS is what funds them, but they get the money when you voluntarily send the income tax that does not apply, is not imposed on American in the 50 states. Only citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal workers have to file and pay income tax. And the great news is that the same way the Soviet Union, no one imagined in 1960s and 70s when I grew up, that this empire would collapse of its own weight. I'm telling you, this IRS is already collapsing of its own weight. Their technology is 1960s computer COBOL assembly language. Back then, that was great. It enabled IRS from 60s to the early 2000 years to become a fearsome agency. But since the Great Depression of 2008 started, they've been collapsing from the inside very fast. Their people are retiring and leaving. Half of the IRS employees are retirement eligible. They're leaving, and the new people they're hiring takes years of investment if they can make these newbies worthy of doing anything good for the IRS.
So, I mean, we have Americans that are actually very fearful. People are living in a state of fear because of communism. And that's the reaction that people get when you even just bring up the word, much less actually usher it in a full-blown capacity, which is what people are seeing now. We have patriots being held in a DC gulag, subjected to torture and rape right now because they protested against an obviously stolen election. Trying to convince people that it's okay to just stop funding the federal government and stop paying the taxes that the IRS has told them are due to them, and if you don't pay them, it's a criminal offense and enforcement agents will come out and arrest you, that might have people a little bit hesitant and fearful. To those people, you say what?
Well, Peter, the same corrupt criminal media that sold us about the January 6th insurrection hoax, Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, Iraq's weapons of mass destruction hoax, the corona hoax, the same media for well over 7 years has told us IRS is God, will get you. File those 1040 tax confession forms, otherwise IRS will strike you and get you. It's the same doggone media that has brainwashed us. We need to deprogram ourselves of all the lies. And the biggest lie is the IRS's God lie. Did you know, for example, Stu, that the IRS now cannot handle and answer 90% of the calls made to it? Fact number two, the IRS is not one office or entity. It's 60 offices across America that share their files by faxing, mailing documents to each other, or having the hard disk shipped to the other office to copy.
They're still logging into their MySpace accounts.
And there's still every tax return that's done by hand, somebody sits there and types it in, all the numbers on the form for you on the IRS computers. They're not this, and now here's one last thing. The IRS, their collection, taking money from bank accounts and paychecks by force, levies, have gone down over the last 10 years. Over 90%. Tell me, any organization that in 10 years, its performance has not gone down by well over 90%, it's a collapsing, dying entity. And that's happening. IRS has about 25 million unprocessed tax returns, over 5 million letters they've not even opened up, even simple change of address letters. So they are dying, my friend. I'm telling you, I'm from Iran. We had no freedoms there in Iran. And I'm coming to America, and America needs to wake up and stop voluntarily supporting our enemies, too.
Yeah. A common sense business person with any sanity at all whatsoever would walk away from a business that was on that trajectory. And so with the way that the IRS is imploding right now, these Bolsheviks see what's coming. And they know that if Americans learn what you have to teach them, Payman, that they're done. You haven't paid taxes in how many years? Real quick answer here.
29 years at our website, livefreenow.org. They can see more information about this on there.
Livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org. I'll tell you what, I was at the Let's Go Brandon rally that Payman put on. Actually, you gave me an award there. I was honored and humbled by that. Thank you, by the way, for that and for having me. I really had a really good time, actually. But the thing is, I learned so much by just listening to you talk about all of this, and people just think that this is some radical idea. It's not. Payman really legitimately hasn't paid taxes for 29 years, and he has helped so many other people to accomplish the same thing. Go to livefreenow.org right now and find Payman Motahedra. Payman, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. You're not going to believe what we have upcoming. Go nowhere. Be right back.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. livefreenow.org today.
So instead of just holding a straightforward primary, in Utah, they're still having party conventions to help decide which candidates run for major offices. And they just had the Republican convention last Saturday, but it produced a stunning upset. America First conservative Andrew Badger got 59% support against Rhino incumbent Republican Blake Moore. Moore has a history of doing gay stuff. He voted for a commission to investigate January 6th. He has the backing of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, which is really all you need to know about him. There still will be a primary this summer, but that convention vote shows us that there is a real grassroots desire to throw out these GOP frauds who despise their own base. And throwing out these frauds matters for far more than just this country. It matters for the whole planet. Because warmongering Liz Cheney and crying Madam Kinzinger aren't just ghouls who hate you. They're lunatics who want to start World War III with Russia. And just because suddenly Ukraine isn't the number one story in the news every day doesn't mean that that risk has gone away. In fact, the risk is bigger now than ever. Because while the American people are obsessing over Elon Musk and Twitter and blue check marks and otherwise looking away, our leaders keep getting us more and more involved. They're sending more weapons and more powerful weapons to the Ukrainian military every day. And we're sending them intel too, which is how Ukraine managed to sink a Russian cruiser in the Black Sea. 4 days ago, the Financial Times reported that Putin had been open to making a deal over Ukraine, but the US wasn't willing to budge. Instead, we encouraged Ukraine to keep fighting instead. So now Putin is walking away from the table altogether and planning to win by force. And you know what? I don't blame him. What happens when you back a dog into a corner? Or a serpent? And if Putin wants to win badly enough, he absolutely will. So basically, the Biden regime keeps escalating, but Russia has shown zero intention of backing down or backing out of the war altogether, and I don't think that they should. So if Biden keeps escalating, we encourage Russia to do so also. And one way that they could escalate is the most terrifying. They could consider using tactical nuclear weapons. If they exist and if they do that, the U.S. really only has two possible responses. Either we nuke Russia and start World War III and then blame Putin and end the world, or we do nothing and we make it clear that Russia can use whatever means necessary to win this war. We make it clear to any country that ever wants to start a war anywhere that they could just get away with it. In the end, those are really the only choices that we have if we insist on perpetuating this war instead of helping to end it. Either way, we destroy the world or we cause millions of people to die in Ukraine or Russian soldiers to die or innocent Russians, Orthodox Christians to die because we were too arrogant to negotiate a peace deal. David Pine is the author of The Real War on Substack. He's been following this war closely from the very beginning and he joins us now. Thank you so much for being here, David.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me on the show.
Of course. So, I mean, would you say that we're basically fighting in an undeclared war right now?
I would. There's been people that have commented in the kind of been in around the our leadership circles in the Biden administration suggesting that we're already at war with Russia. We're fighting a war. We're trying to thoroughly defeat them, completely defeat them, essentially kick them out of Ukraine entirely, which they won't take lightly since they've annexed Crimea. And that would be after the Donbass, presumably that would be next on Zelensky's hit list were he to be victorious. And the Russian nuclear doctrine says that any even conventional or potentially cyber attacks on the Russian Federation or Russian territory could produce a nuclear response. So it's a very dangerous game. I just came out with a new article on my Real War Substack that discusses the five different likely scenarios in which the war is likely to end. And the chances of Ukrainian victory are almost non-existent. And that's something I think that U.S. policy makers don't seem to understand is that this is not a war that Putin will allow to be lost.
Well, and I think that the media is involved with this as well. I mean, how can they sit here and just spoon feed the American people with the lie that somehow Ukrainians are posing some sort of viable resistance against a military that staggeringly outnumbers them, carries more powerful and more precision weaponry than they do. They possess different branches of military. They have another 2 million in reserves that haven't even been activated yet. It's my opinion, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, if Putin wanted to crush or obliterate Ukraine, he could have that operation completed within a matter of hours.
He absolutely could. I mean, he has it was very surprising to most military analysts, including myself, that he didn't lead his invasion with a massive cyber attack that would have completely disabled Ukrainian resistance. And according to our own generals, would have prevented them from being able to offer resistance greater than the company level, which is about 150, 180
right.
troops.
So, I mean, does that suggest that Putin is strategically targeting certain things?
So, I mean, I think there are a few possible reasons that, but over the overall message of what we're seeing is that Putin has no intention of trying to conquer all of Ukraine. His goals are extremely limited. What he really wants is a peace deal in which the Donbass region would be independent, would recognize as independent, and then the Russian forces would be withdrawn from the rest of Ukrainian territory, aside from the Crimea, of course, which they annexed.
Why is the neocon globalist uniparty establishment fossils and warmongers in our so-called government, why are they so obsessed with supporting Ukraine and painting Putin as this tyrannical warlord that just woke up one day and decided to be an evil conqueror of the world?
So I think it all began, at least recently, with the fake impeachment of Trump on Trump, you know, ridiculous charges, a call with Zelensky that, as we know, was nothing. It was not illegal. It wasn't, corrupt or anything. Just to investigate, the Biden corruption issues in Ukraine. And I think that the neocons and the liberal internationalists within the Democrat Party have kind of painted themselves into a corner because they vilified Russia so much for so long that they're kind of essentially victims of their own propaganda. And the problem with people who don't accept reality, the world as it really exists, is they reinforce, essentially their propaganda reinforces their own misguided beliefs, and those beliefs in a nuclear age can get us into a nuclear war in which the U.S. likely will not survive.
Yeah. I have been in touch with people who have been inside of meetings at very high levels inside of our government and actual hearings where people have said that Russian disinformation is going to be the term coined to get people canceled and to get them thrown off the internet and to get them potentially even criminally charged. And so we see that here on the Stu Peters Show. Joe Rogan basically called me a Russian agent of disinformation when we released a documentary talking about the origins of COVID and possible envenomation of the global populace via poisonous injection and remdesivir. I've never been to Russia. I don't think I even know any Russians, to be honest with you. But this is what we have come to. And so that comes as part of painting the Kremlin and Putin and Russia as the bad guys. And this is, like you said, been close to a decades-long propagandizing. And really, when you look closely, the only real escalated war crimes that you can find are being perpetuated at the hands of the Ukrainian military. David Pine, we really appreciate you being here, as always. You can find David at dpine.substack.com. That's dpyne.substack.com. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American Dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
I talk about this guy every single day, Carlos Cortez. He's the independent fiduciary that you should trust with your financial future. Why? Well, why would you not do business with a like-minded person who loves this constitutional republic, a family man who follows Jesus, who definitely believes in freedom and no mandates and all of these other things, who can also custom build something around your individual needs? By the way, Carlos, in 1 minute, you will be live over at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com giving out free advice for the America First Retirement Plan. What's on tonight's agenda?
We got a lot of distractions out there with this fake war in Russia and Ukraine.
Yes.
And awesome, you know, the jab, not to conclude a jab, but there's a lot of distractions with inflation and everything. Meanwhile, while all this is happening, they're coming after your IRAs. They're making up laws. They're making up things. All this distraction, and what we really need to focus what's going on with your IRAs and 401ks. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Get over there right now. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, meaning to be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio.